Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bruh? Who was that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey.
VIP, I see you standing at the bar. I'm dapper, damn fresh, puffin' on a cigar. Douce in my cup, ace of spade in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I been getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high off life, you never sober. Come closer.
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Switching four lanes, I been getting all this cash, baby money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I been on that pimp shit. I been up and down, flying in and out of town. Reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Working for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020. You ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut. Shock him pure. Being broke is a disease. And baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius. Keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Hey, hey, gone working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Hey, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work, I'm talking overtime.
I've been getting all this money.
I've been
spending all this cash. I got one question for you.
Hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
February 4th, 2022, and I'm your host, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with J. Sean online radio podcast. Hope everybody can hear me pretty well out there. It's 8:04 p.m. We right on time. I see people chiming in. I like to see that. I hope everybody out there is safe, being safe, staying well, this nasty disease going on out there, COVID-19. I just had some bad news tonight about a friend of mine with the COVID. Seemed like every day is something different, somebody dying or somebody with the COVID or some kind of illness or some kind of disease or something going on. It's like, when does the madness stop? But that's what I'm here for. That's what I come on my show to do. That's what I'm here to entertain. And hopefully for the next 2 hours, hopefully for the next 2 hours, I can take your mind off of some of that day-to-day stress you're going through, or take your mind off of, you might be going through something right now, some sickness or some relationship problems or something going on wrong with the kids. Anything that's negative or just ain't right, or any, I'll be laughing sometime off the texts I get. You know, that's why I keep my phone lines open for texts, for when people want to text me. So if anybody out there, I like it when people text me during the show, because sometimes it helped me out. Sometimes people bring it to my attention that the sound might not be right, or so anything could be going wrong. So, you know, I like it when people text me during the show to give me an input and output on things that's going on. But right now, anyway, man, we got a good show for y'all tonight. I really feel good. I've been really feeling good all day long because I don't know if many people know, I had a little quick stint in the emergency room Tuesday. Had a massive headache. And I had it for a couple of days, maybe for like a week. And I had one about a month ago for about a week. And I thought it was because I had got a new pair of glasses. You know, when you get a new pair of glasses, sometimes your balance is a little off. And when you wear them and then you take them off and you wear them and you take them off, sometimes you get a little lightheaded or blurred vision. Or sometimes you get a little headache. So I'm thinking that's what it was from. It didn't really cross my mind. Well, it did, but it didn't really cross my mind that it might be my blood pressure. I thought it was more like my sugar or my diabetes. So I'm just, you know, I got a blood pressure machine. I got two blood pressure machines here. So I'm just going about my day-to-day living. And I think Tuesday morning, I don't know, the headache felt like a headache I never had before. So I just decided to go to the emergency room, and unbeknown to me, my blood pressure was like 173 over like 110. Like, that's the highest my blood pressure ever been. Now, it's not really, it's high. It's very high, really, because normal is 120 over 80. That's the perfect blood pressure, 120 over 80. And mine was 173 over 110. So I was way past normal, but it wasn't like I was in, like, some people might come in there with like 200 and something over 160 or 170. Like, that's like really like strokeville or heart attack lane, or you know what I mean, like you really pushing it, because they really didn't even pay attention too much to the 173 over 110. So I guess it was bad, but it wasn't life-threatening bad. But to me, it was bad. And I really think that it happened because I had been vegan. I had went vegan for 21 days from January 1st to January 21st. I went vegan, no meat. So after that, I started eating meat. And I really think I maybe shocked my system too much with meat. I didn't eat beef, but I ate chicken. And I really think that's what caused the balance. So now I'm working on keeping my blood pressure back down. I actually just took it before the show. It's about 140 over 89 or something like that. I need to still bring it down a little bit. I'm on a two-shot minimum. yeah, believe it or not, wait, hold on for the sirens. This the hood. You know we based in Paterson, New Jersey. That's where we based out of, Paterson, New Jersey. So you know what time it is here. But I'm on a two-shot minimum. Two shots. If I'm drinking, like everybody know I drink once a week on Friday night when I'm doing my podcast. But tonight I'm on a doctor's orders, a two-shot minimum. So I'm going to take one shot during my 8 o'clock hour and another shot during my 9 o'clock hour. And that's all I could do for the night. Doctor's orders. And I follow doctor's orders because I plan on being around here a long time. I got a lot of stuff to do. So a matter of fact, I think I'll take my 8 o'clock shot right now. So I got my shot glass and everything. I really, you know, I got it filled up as much as, you know, everybody know what a shot glass look like. So I got it up as far as I could get it up to the rim. I got my shot glass up. So here we go. Bottoms up. That's what they call it, I guess. Cheers or bottoms up. Mazel tov or whatever they say. That was my first shot in the week. excuse me. Anyway, back to the show now. Back to the show. Thank everybody. You know I got to go through my if you're calling on the line and you want to speak to me or a guest or somebody, you have to press 1 or I won't know you on the line. I apologize for the people that's trying to call in and they having trouble calling in. They have to click on the link. Or you have to call from a landline phone because we having problems with certain phone companies calling into the podcast. I believe it's Metro PCS or I'm not really sure. I thought it was T-Mobile, but a lot of people calling in from T-Mobile, so I'm not really sure. My guest is coming on. Respect the God. Respect is coming on at 8:30. I'm really looking forward to this interview. I've been anticipating it a long time. We got a big, big response of people waiting for this interview. Whenever I got big interviews out, I tend to be a little nervous. So, but once I'm like a lights, camera, action type person. So once 8:30 comes, boom, and I hear his voice, and we start clicking. I know it's on, and it's on and popping. Then I know it's gonna be a good interview. But I usually talk for like 5 or 10 minutes, but I said I'm bringing my guests on at 8:30 tonight because there's so much going on in the world right now. This time in the world is a podcaster's dream. A journalist, this is like a journalist. If you're a journalist right now in the world, this is the best time in the world. If you're a journalist, if you're a podcaster, if you're a blogger, if you're in social media, whatever it is, this is the best time of your life right now. This is more fun than Christmas Eve for kids. This is more fun than a gay person in a YMCA locker room. This is more fun than somebody finding out they getting laid from somebody they've been waiting and wanting and pursuing for months. I'm telling you, this is the best time to be a podcaster right now because we got so much going on in the current events right now. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it. Like who heard about Whoopi Goldberg. Everybody know Whoopi Goldberg from The Color Purple. She's in so many movies. I'm not even going to go down the line. Everybody know Whoopi Goldberg. She's on The View, and she made they said it was a racial statement. I don't really believe it is. It might be. She said something about the Holocaust not being racial. She said it was like more like a white person against a white person. They suspend their 2 weeks. Like everybody know, and everybody listen out here, I'll give you some serious game on things. Whenever you in a public eye, whenever you hold a prominent office seat somewhere, wherever you might be, and it's prestigious people, and they try to trap you with a question, always remember, religion and politics is off limits. Those are two main ways to end your career or put you in the doghouse. Politics and religion, you stay off of them topics with people because they take that very, very seriously. They hate when you talk about the holy cause. And I'm surprised Whoopi didn't know that, because people hate when you talk about the Jews and the holy cause and what happened to them with Hitler. Me, I don't really, I mean, like, it was a terrible thing. Of course it was a terrible thing. You know, and you can't really change the past. But the Jews, they winning. They winning right now. You know, whatever they've been through, you know what I mean? They overcame it, and the Jews are winning. They own everything. They're on top of the world. So unlike the black people culture, you know what I mean? That's a whole different ball game. We need to start being like other people. You know what I mean? We need to start standing up for things. We need to start fighting for things. You know what I mean? Everybody come along. They steal our culture. They steal our music. They steal our art. They steal everything for us, and all we keep doing is fighting amongst ourselves. That's why we not winning. We need to start fighting for things just like everybody else do. And if we don't, we're going to stay in the same position that we in. You know, when is the time going to come when that old saying, you're too old not to know better? When is that ever going to come in effect? You're too old not to know better. So we need to get on the same bandwagon as the Jewish people are, the Korean people, the Latin people. We need to get on the same train that they on and start protecting ourselves and building our own things. Like I said, protect our culture, protect our music, protect our arts, protect our communities. We don't do that. Right in the hood, you know, we in Patterson. We got liquor stores on every corner. How is that possible? Chinese stores everywhere. Everywhere you turn, a Chinese store. Everywhere you turn, a liquor store. Everywhere you turn, a bodega. Come on, man. Anyway, let's talk about something else right now. Let's talk about the vegans. Because I told everybody I went vegan for 21 days. It was really, really, really something that I'm proud of that I did. I wish, my only regret is I wish I would have did more research before I did the vegan, because then I would have knew. I caught myself not knowing what to eat, so I wind up eating rice and bread, and that made up for me being hungry when I should have been eating more vegan food. They got vegan food. Vegans, let me tell you something. Vegans are taking over. Trust me on that. Vegans is really taking over. It's really getting big in the United States. I just found out that they even got, in New York, in the schools in New York, they got on Friday, they call it Vegan Friday, when they give all the kids in the school vegan food. All the schools in New York on Friday, they eat vegan food now, and they calling it Vegan Friday. Now, when they start hitting the schools, you know people taking it serious then. Yeah, check that out, Vegan Friday in New York for all the vegans and everything. And that's a big thing, because next you know it's coming to New Jersey. And life is too short. I didn't stick with the vegan thing, but I did start eating chicken. I don't eat pork. But I mean, like, I'm not going to mess around with beef. I'm going to try to stick with chicken until I can wean myself off of the chicken and maybe just eat maybe fish and eggs. I don't know if I'll be able to ever get over eating fish and eggs. I don't really know. You know what I mean? That's gonna be something hard to really try to give up. I don't know. We'll see. What else is going on in current events? Because like I said, it's so much going on right now with current events. It's a podcaster's dream. How could I forget? It's Black History Month. And in Patterson, we have a parade every year, a Black History Month. We have a parade every year with one drummer, two cheerleaders, and one person holding a flag in Black History Month. Yeah. I wish they start making a bigger deal about it. You know, I mean, we really need to. I mean, they did give us a month. We really need to start taking advantage of it. When will we ever do that? I don't really know it. I guess we'll just have to see. Somebody was telling me earlier that we was talking about, let's switch gears and talk about, I got a couple of more minutes. Let's switch gears and talk about, I don't know how many people out there like football. I would think that a lot of people do. And in the NFL, my team, everybody know I'm a Miami Dolphins lover. The coach, Brian Flores, was fired. And now he's suing the NFL for discrimination. He's claiming that he was offered $100,000 to throw games. And if that's true, oh, man, it's going to shake the NFL up and down. If they can prove that an owner offered the coach $100,000 for every game that a team lost, I'm telling you, it's really going to shake the NFL upside down. But it's nothing new. It's just that they got caught doing it. That's the only thing. They got caught. So what can you do about that? And last but not least, you know, I could not get off of here. I could not finish my introduction without talking about COVID. What can I say? The latest on the COVID now is that, and this is something I've read, they found out that people been giving out fake COVID numbers of the people that got the COVID. The exact thing is they sabotaged the information and gave out misinformation on the COVID. I heard that you can get a positive COVID test if you have the flu. I heard you can get a positive COVID test if you just got a cold. The COVID test to come out. I found out that when they was coming up with all the numbers and everything for COVID, a lot of it was BS. It's all about money. Every COVID patient that's in a hospital, the government give them a certain amount of money. Every COVID patient that's in a group home, the government give them a certain amount of money. Every COVID person that's in a nursing home or old folks home, every COVID person that's in them homes, the government sends them an X amount of money. Now, when this come out, this is going to be a bombshell. Trust me. This is going to be something crazy when they find out they've been giving out fake numbers on the amount of people with the COVID-19. I still haven't got the vaccination yet. Still one of the naysayers, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to turn nobody else against it. To each their own. Whatever you want to do, that's what you want to do. I just can't do it yet. Like I said on my show last week, I was hired for a job for $20 an hour recently. And they told me I had to be fully vaccinated. And I got it in an email. that they told me I should be fully vaccinated, and I hope it don't ever come down to when I gotta use that against them or somebody saying why I couldn't get hired for a job because of the COVID, because I'm not fully vaccinated for the COVID. So it's almost about that time. I'm just ranting and raving. Let me send this little blast out real quick. I hope we got callers on the line. I'm happy about that. If you're trying to call in and you're having trouble, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. You have to listen from the link. The link is on my page, on my Facebook page, Randy J. Sean Jackson. So tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Talking with my guests right now. Give me a minute. Let me see if my guest is here. I got my green tea. On deck, on deck, on deck. Let me see if my guest is here yet. I wonder if this one of these numbers is not going to be able to call in. Let me see. Okay, my number is here. All right, we're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to be right back. This interview I've been waiting for a long time. So we're going to go to a song. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with J. Sean Online Radio Podcast. From there, silence.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get dropped for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and it happens, they can stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Testing, testing, testing. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with J. Sean Online Radio Podcast. And my guest is here for the evening. Right on time, the way I like it. You know, I give everybody a little proper introduction into the show. When I first thought about doing this show tonight, the show, you know, about the 5% Nation, at first I thought about going online, you know, to a couple of different groups that it was online. And I said, told myself, like, why would you go to social media to talk to somebody when you really don't know anything about them? And, you know, social media is the main thing for false advocates, people catfishing people, and you really don't really know. So I start going through my mind, like, who could I bring on my show that I really know? Nobody didn't tell me about them or ask me to bring them on my show. Who do I really know as a man, as an original man? Who do I really know? It came to my mind. I said, the guy I respect. He always had a certain kind of aura when he came around me. We was talking about that the day before, and I was telling him about how, you know, like, and you always had a positive feeling when he came around, or just a different kind of aura. You know what I mean, when certain people have that aura and certain people have that positive effect on not only you but everybody around them, and they like that all the time. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It's not fake. You know it's real. You know it's real, but when you feel it's real when they come in your presence, you know it's real when they come in your circumference. You just know it's real. And that's how I felt, you know what I mean? And I spoke to the brother, and he was more than obliged to come on my show, you know, and we just took it from there. We just set the date, and here we are tonight. Now, I don't know how many people are familiar with the 5% Nation, but I'm sure most of people that's listening online, or if you listen on the link or you called in, I'm sure you're familiar with it. But what we want to do tonight is we want to try to give you a better understanding. We want to make understanding understood for everybody who might have questions about it or have wondered about it or heard about it and don't really know what it was or didn't really understand what it was or nothing. Well, we're going to clear all that up tonight. And that's a fact. We're gonna clear all that up for all that tonight. This is not a show about checking anybody's resume and all like that. The proof is in the pudding tonight. Trust me on that. The proof is in the pudding. So without any further ado, let me see if the guy I respect, you on the line? Peace, peace, peace.
Peace. I'm here, my brother. What's good?
Hey, what's good? Can you hear me? You can hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you good. You know what I mean? It could be a little better, but I can hear you.
Okay, let me get closer to the phone. Sometimes I move in and out. I be excited sometimes, like I am tonight. I'm a little bit excited. So I know everybody know what we're here for. We're here to talk about the Nation. What's your full attribute?
I just got a simple guy. You know, it's respect the law.
Okay, all right. You know, a lot of people had the long one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Back in the days, I definitely had the long name.
And now it's just respect our law.
Yes.
So how long you been in the Nation?
I got knowledge in 1981, so it's going on 41 years right now.
41 years. Wow, that's a long time. That's a real long time. Can you tell us what you was doing before that, before you got in the Nation? What was you doing? How was you living? What religion was you? Something like that before you got into it?
I'm pretty much a laid-back brother, man. You know what I mean? Just trying to find my way. Pretty much played sports a lot, you know. Was into the baseball thing. You know, back then, you know, we had street teams and things of that nature. Or, you know, we had, you know, teams. You play city league and stuff like that. If I was into sports, you know, baseball, basketball, a little football. But the football mostly, like, that was, like, street stuff. But baseball and basketball, I played in the city league.
Okay, organized.
Yeah, organized sports, yeah, you know. And I'm giving back now. I coach in the city league now, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you coached, you've been coaching 10 years, right?
Yeah, going on 10, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's time goes fast. That's a big accomplishment. That's giving back. That's giving back. I coached 1 year about 8 years ago because, you know, I played Little League baseball in JV and high school, but I coached midget league 1 year with CC, and it was time-consuming, too much time-consuming for me. So I give you credit for that. I could imagine how much time you have to put into that. But it's worth it.
Yes, definitely.
It pays off. So look, tell us a little bit about how you became and how you joined the 5% Nation.
Okay, well, you know, it's funny because I was in high school. I probably was a freshman, and a brother took a liking to me in school. His brother named Heathy Smith. You know, his name was Born Understanding. He was from, you know, the projects out there, Alabama projects. He kind of took a liking to me. He asked me, did I know anything about having knowledge itself? And I was like, not really. You know what I mean? I said, his brother's around my neighborhood. You know, at the time, I had four cypher in them around my neighborhood. But I really never knew what they was in. I just knew they called themselves, you know, righteous names and things of that nature. But, yeah, he kind of took a liking to me. And, you know, he wrote a divine name out for me without even, you know, like me really agreeing to being a part of, you know, of the Nation of God's and Earth, a lost 5% Nation, you know? So that's how that went about like that, you know?
So the first person to ever talk to you about it, that was the first one that brought you in?
Yes, yeah. Brother, his name, Heathy Smith. I'm sure you probably, damn, I can't. I know they called them Boone. I forgot what they called them. I think they called them Peanut. Back in the days. He was from Alabama Projects.
Peanut. I remember that. Yeah, I remember Peanut from the Alabama Projects.
And yeah,
his name was what?
His name was Born Understanding.
Born Understanding. Okay.
But I know his honorable name was Heathy Smith.
Oh, okay. All right. So, look, tell us what did joining the Nation, and not at this time, but at that time, what did it mean to you at that time? Was it something just to join, something to do, or did you really, you know, because a lot of people just joined to be a part of something back in them days. What did it mean to you? How did it feel to you at that age to join?
Well, at that age, I think, like I said, I was 14, or maybe 13 or 14. Nah, it was intriguing. I was like, let me look into this, you know what I mean? And it was funny, like, when he first wrote out my divine name, and I went home, and I never forget, I was sitting at the kitchen table, and my sister walked in with her friend, my oldest sister, Karen. She walked in, and she was like, ooh, I'm telling. I'm like, telling what? She was like, you joined in the 5% Nation. And her friend was like, let him be, or whatever. And so Moms walks in, and she's like, if that's going to change his ways of thinking or change his ways in action, so be it. And she just told me, yo, whatever you do, you be the best at it. You know what I mean? And once I got the blessing from Moms, you know what I mean? I went full-fledged.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it seriously at the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it was because you know, I really can't recall the date, but I know I graduated from high school in May 81 in South Carolina. Then I came back to Patterson. And I met my son mother in December 82. So when I met her, I was already had knowledge of self. So somewhere between May 81 and December 82, you know, I got the knowledge. But I recall those days when people was like what you said, they was like, ooh, like it was like what you reading or what you studying or you joining that, it's a gang, like they really didn't understand, you know what I mean? I remember giving my son mother some lessons to study, and I remember her parents saying like, what is that you giving my daughter, you know what I mean? Like, so the older people, they didn't really understand too much, you know. I guess they were still, you know, stuck in their old ways. You know, they didn't really understand and stuff like that. But it was all positive. So look, so you got the knowledge yourself. You said you're about how old? 15.
I was like maybe 14, going on 15. Yeah.
Okay, you was 14, going on 15.
13, 14. It was around that time. 13, 14. Yeah, around 13, 14. I think. Yeah, around that time. 13 to 14. I'm sure I already had knowledge that before 15.
So did everything you was learning and the lessons and everything, did everything in that, did you believe everything in it?
Well, it wasn't so much I believed in it. It was so much that when I started studying the lessons, you know what I mean, and getting a full understanding of the lessons, I saw a lot of that in myself, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, when I was reading Supreme Master Max or Supreme Alphabet, it was basic. It was telling you who you was as a person, you know, and you just had to live it out. And that's how it was with me, you know.
So before that, was you eating pork before that?
Yeah, of course. You know, pork was running through the house and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But, like I said, when the brother gave me, told me about everything and what I had to stop doing and everything, that was kind of easy. Because I was actually, it's funny because my real biological father was a Muslim. So, you know what I mean? So that like that genetic gene, that kind of was already embedded within me already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So then you became righteous, right? And you got knowledge yourself, right? And then we started getting the teachings of the original man. Right, and that, like, I mean, then you start being an original man. Was it? Tell us a little bit about,
you know,
how your life changed once you became a 5%er.
Yeah, it definitely took a 360 because, you know, I'm originally from Newark, you know, and when I came to Patterson, you know what I mean, we was wilding, you know what I mean, because we had that Newark mentality. And like I said, getting knowledge between 13 and 14, it kind of gave us some discipline. You know what I mean? So, because, you know, the brothers that we was around, you know what I mean? I can name a brother, you know what I mean? I recall, like, you know, he saw us drinking fire water, and that's what we was calling fire water back then. He was like, yo, you got nine or something, you drinking that. And fire water, for those who don't know, that's alcohol. And like I said, the nation back then, we were strict on a lot of things, you know what I mean? Especially drinking, like,
yeah,
you know, liquor or beer or something like that. So, you know what I mean? The discipline was there already, you know what I mean? So, just, you know, brothers getting at us. And like I was telling you the other day, you know, I remember brothers that were teaching us was only a year or 2 years older than us. You know what I mean? So it was a blessing to see a brother like 16 years old and having that great state of mind of, you know, some type of discipline and striving to teach you discipline, you know?
Right. So, look, tell us, like a lot of people know, if somebody was to ask you what is a 5%er, what would you tell them?
What is the 5%? Well, you got to look at, if you break down 5%, you got to look at, you know what I mean, just put 100%. You got 85% of people that's blind, deaf, and dumb, that they don't know themselves. And you got 10% people who know the truth, but they chose not to teach the truth because they want to get rich off the 85%. And then you got 5% people like myself, righteous individuals that teach the truth. They teach the truth about the culture. They teach the truth about the way of life. You know what I mean? Individuals who have the knowledge of themselves, you know? That's what a 5% is.
Right. All right. So do you hate the white man?
Do I hate the white man? I don't hate no man. I look at any man that dwells in devilishment. It doesn't matter white, black, Spanish, or whatever. You know what I mean? 1 second.
Yeah, I'm just asking you questions like this for people. I know it's people out there who want to know. I'm trying to ask them the questions, ask you the questions that I think people want to know. You know what I mean? So like I'm not doing it from the third party. So why do they call the white man the devil then? If you don't dislike, why, if 5% is they don't dislike white people.
Apologize. You know I'm still at the Just Like for Born, Jay Sean, so you know what I mean? So I apologize.
Oh,
hello?
No, that's okay. Yeah,
I apologize.
Good.
Yeah, but no, I don't hate no man. You know what I mean? We We teach any man who dwells. So
you know how we call the white man is the devil, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do 5% say that?
Why do 5% say the white man is the devil?
You know, not from your point of view.
Yeah. But look, what I'm just saying is, you know, you got to trace back to the history of that. You know what I mean? When you say something like that, just say what their origin is and things of that nature. You know what I mean? So it's always with their origin and who they was. You know, back then living a beast way of life and things of that nature. You know?
Right. Now that's what I was. You know, the answer I was looking for. Like, if somebody would ask me that, that's what I would have said. It go back to, you know, from what we know about the history of how they was, you know what I mean? And with the devilish ways and, you know, all the things like that that, you know, that went on back in them days. I'm trying to dig deep. So far as the 5% nation and the 5% nation, they call, once you get knowledge of self and all that, and then we go around and we say we the original man. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, original son that has not been looted, mixed attempt with any fashion or form. So when you're saying you're original, that means you're from the beginning. You has not been looted, attempt with any form. You know what I mean? That means, like, you know, that's different. Original something's different. You know what I mean? It's first. It's something first in existence. Something different. You know?
Yeah. And what about? And one thing I wanted to tap on too was, I know that the 5% is that they speak a lot about mathematics, and they speak a lot about the supreme alphabets play a big part in their way of life. You want to tell the people about the mathematics, like the one with the 1, 2, you know, like from born to cipher.
Well, it's from cipher to born and everything else added on. Supreme mathematics is, you know, that's our universal language, you know what I mean? And also,
right.
You know what I mean, we deal with, it's like somebody asking today's date or something, you know what I mean? Like, you know, today's date is the 4th. So if somebody asks you, you know, that's a part of this culture, how you see today's degree, he's just basically asking today's date a number. So today's mathematics will be culture or freedom, you know, which is, like I said, today's the 4th, you know. So, you know, we deal with that to keep in tune with each other or make sure each other is in tune with the day. You know, it's very important to be in tune with the day. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the same thing with the alphabets, right?
Supreme alphabet, you know, the same thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's our language. It's something we speak amongst each other or amongst individuals who striving to learn. You know what I mean? You know, I don't like trying to go way outside of the cipher and have them thinking other than something else. So I keep it really simple. Supreme mathematics, supreme alphabet is basically our language as we speak, we speak.
That's real.
You know, when you look at alphabets, you know, you teach a kid A, B, C. That's the same thing with alphabet. We got A for Allah, B is for born. You know what I mean? And we teach them what's the meaning of that. You know what I mean? It's our language.
Right.
Basically, it's our language. It's our language.
Yes.
It's how we communicate with each other.
That's what I would have said. So, look, tell me a little bit about, because I want the people to know how it was in the 80s, you know what I mean? Tell my listeners a little bit about how it was being righteous, having knowledge of self and being a 5%er in the 80s.
Same way I was living in the 80s, I can't speak for no one else, you know, that's a part of this culture. The same way I was living in the 80s, I live nowadays, you know what I mean? You know, I take this very, very, very serious. This is a way of life for me. It's going to always be my way of life. This actually got me out of a lot of different ciphers, you know what I mean? Meaning, you know, getting out of a lot of trouble or things of that nature when I was, you know, didn't know, you know, which way to turn or which way to go. You know, Supreme Mathematics and Supreme Alphabet basically saved my life. But back in the 80s when I first got it, whoo, I mean, everywhere you turn, you know, in Paterson, New Jersey, and probably everywhere, just... You know, within the tri-state area, everywhere you turned in the corners, there was brothers had knowledge of self, and you were subject to questioning if you said you was a part of it. And, you know, I don't know how it is nowadays as far as in my city, Addison, but, you know, yeah, you was held responsible. Today, it just depends who you run across. If you run across me or somebody else, you're held responsible for saying that you're part of this culture. So if I ask you a question or a lesson, you know what I mean? Me, I like to build Willity. You know what I mean? I'm done with that. You know, back in the days, how I would sit there and question you or check you through something to see where you was at with it. Because, you know, there's many that will come and a few will be chosen. And back then, you had to see who was who. You know what I mean? So as I get older now, if I don't know who was who by now, then shit, you know, that's shame on me. You know what I mean? So back in the day, you know, we were taking individuals, you know, through you know, we called it the hot seat. We were putting individuals on the hot seat. You know, we would ask you the day's mathematics or what set lessons you was dealing with. If, you know, you said the wrong thing, it might be consequences behind that.
Did you think that was right when you was doing that, when you used to,
You know what, man? To be honest, man, you know, a lot of things probably wasn't right, but you know what? It helped me in my life as far as who to be amongst my cipher. You know what I mean? Because you had a lot of perpetrating motherfuckers back in the day. You know, you had a lot of individuals who was just, like you asked earlier, who was just getting down just to be down or something like that. So, no, I don't feel bad for what we were taking individuals through. You know, was it right? No, it probably wasn't right. But at the same time, too, only the strong survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I mess with you. That's why I mess with you, respect. Cause I was waiting to see what you said. Cause I've seen a lot of things, like when we used to step to people and we used to ask them, you know, how you see today's degree. For people who listening, that's how we used to greet each other with peace when we would see another 5%er, but then we would ask them how you see today's degree. And like Respect said earlier, today is the 4th. So then the person would have to tell you, like, when they see today's degree as culture of freedom. And then they would have to break that down. But sometimes you caught people slipping when they didn't know, you know, what today, they didn't know the date, they didn't know what today's degree, or they didn't know certain lessons, which we're going to get into that a little bit later. They didn't know. I've seen people get, like, jewelry took in. I've seen people get kufis took in, you know what I mean, and universal beatdowns. But I never really thought that was right. But like you said, it made you a better person for today, because it helped you know who was around you and who wasn't. I actually seen somebody getting beat down one time because somebody must have found out that somebody was eating pork or something like that, and it got back to, I guess, some of the brothers, you know what I mean, and it wasn't a good look, you know what I mean. So was it right? Who's to say that? You know, but that's I don't want to say every army, because it wasn't really an army. It was a way of life. But every way of life, you know, you got to have structure. You know what I mean? And that's what we just was doing, you know, back then. You know, so you still got time with me, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I'm gonna take a quick break and then I'm gonna come back. I want to ask you a few more questions about a couple of more, you know, different things. And
okay.
And I hope everybody out there, if anybody out there on the line, if you have any questions for the God Respect or me, or if you just want to give a shout out, you know, you have to press 1. Everybody out there, I appreciate everybody out there that's clicking on the link, that clicked on the link. But if you're on the line and you want to speak to the God Respect, you have to press 1. And I'll bring you in. So, everybody, don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Shout out, Young
Swiss.
Shout out, Young
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show me who I love you when I say I love you. love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again.
Uh-oh.
And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and say it's favor when nature throws us a curve. But love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. I show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you. Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. I show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate and see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Respect, you still with me?
Still with you, my brother.
Okay, we got a couple of callers. Let me even bring one of the callers in. 5246, you live.
Yo, peace to the God.
Peace.
Peace.
How you, respect?
Peace. Who this? Sound like
it's KB.
Ah, peace, my brother. What's going on, K?
Yo, I'm enjoying your interview. I think you're doing great. I mean, but that's what happens when, you know, you live it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You speak from the heart. You know what I mean? You speak from the heart. So, and I feel you because everything you went through, I went through the same exact thing.
Yeah, we all did, God. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So I just wanted to say, shout, great interview, and keep up the good work, brothers.
Well, thank you. Peace.
Appreciate you.
Okay, let me see if we got somebody else on the line. 3282, you live. 3282. Okay, let's move on. 3282 is not locked. Okay, all right, we back. Was that K from the bar? Was that K the cut hair?
Nah, it's KB used to be with I Just. K'd be rapping. He be spitting. Yeah, the brother Sharif.
Oh, okay.
And,
oh yeah, okay. I was wondering was that K that was cut to do the cutting. All right, look, we back live, everybody. I'm once again, thank everybody. If you want to speak to respect, you got to press 1. You know what I mean? I see everybody out there on the lines. If you got any questions for respect or anything like this, this is the time to ask. Respect. We're not gonna break down all the things, but just tell my listeners a little bit. What is 120 questions and answers? What's 120? What do that mean?
Well, 120 is, you know, basically, you know, is our lessons. There are 8 foundational lessons. You have supreme mathematics, you know, which is the 1 to 10, and then you have the you have the supreme mathematics, which is 1 to 10. You have the supreme alphabet, is the 1 to 26, and then you have English lesson number 1 is 1 to 36. Then you got lost and found mystery lesson number 1, which is the 1 to 14. Then you got lost and found mystery lesson number 2, which is 1 to 40. Then you have actual facts and solar facts. Those are 8 foundational lessons. See, when I was coming up also, it wasn't a part of the 8 foundational lessons, but it was called 12 jewels we had, you know. And a lot of brothers probably didn't get that, but I had got that. That was something that was very vital to me. I loved it, you know what I mean? It definitely, you know what I mean, kept me stern with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to do this interview for, like, the people. I'm trying to tap on all, you know, all, like, 360 and all aspects of it.
Like, the 120, that's what I just broke down. When I broke down the 8 foundational, that's right there, the core of 120.
Yeah, yeah. If it was somebody out there, if it was somebody who listening to the show, right, and they was, like, somebody who didn't know nothing about the 5% nation, you know, a guy or a female or a male, and they didn't know anything about the nation. Say like if they was a Baptist, right? Respect. They was a Baptist, but they wasn't getting everything that they need to get from being a Baptist. Like they didn't understand, like, because it's a white Jesus up on their wall, and they know that's not right. And the pastor was all about the money, and they know that wasn't right. And people were sleeping with each other in the congregation, and they knew that wasn't right. And they was looking for more, and they wanted more. You know what I mean? How would you step to them to try to bring them into the nation? What would you tell them about the nation, or what would you tell them about the 5% nation to try to bring them in?
Well, basically, I would, you know, me personally, you know what I mean? Like, first I would let them see the aura of who I am as a person. And once they see the aura of who I am as a person, how I conduct myself, then I would give them an introduction of the nation of God, the earth, the lost 5% nation, you know, tell them what we stand for, what we teach, and things of that nature, you know what I mean? I wouldn't try to spoon-feed them fast. I would spoon-feed them real slow, you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, with the, not even so much of a divine name, just an aspect of what the coach is about, what we teach. You know, we teach that the black man is God, which is the actual fact. You know, we teach that the black woman is queen, earth. So I would give them a perception of that, and then I would give them more a teaching of how this man, you know what I mean, was a part, you know, of Amaz, and he came outside of Amaz and started teaching the culture because he saw something different, you know what I mean? He saw that the youth didn't have nothing, you know what I mean? When you're in the mosque, when you're part of the Islam temple, you know what I mean, there's a lot of things that go on there where to the point is, like, you know, it's kind of not, I ain't going to say sacred, but it's something that the father felt like he had to go outside to teach the culture, you know? And I would give him a breakdown of that. I wouldn't just try to spoon-feed him some lessons and things of that nature. Nah, I would give them, you know, what was the Father Allah purpose of teaching this culture, you know?
Yeah, that's, yeah. So like, say if I'm a person, and I'm seeking knowledge, you know what I mean? And, I've been an 85 or something like that. And I came to you, right? I know what you just said, and I came to you, and I asked you, why do you say you God? If everybody worship the God, that's, you know, the God that everybody know? Why do you mean like you really God? What do that really mean when you say I be God. What do that really mean?
Well, we look at the origin of, you know, who God is. You say the original black man is God, you know. Then I would take it, you know, to like an individual like you asked that question. I would utilize my, my mathematics and, you know, and say, listen, I say I'm God. I'm saying I'm the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, Father, civilization, God. When I say I'm the maker, I make everything around me happen. I own everything around me. I have my own, you know, ability to show and prove who I am and why I walk and talk this, you know, because when you say you're God, you're speaking from an original state of being, who you are as a person, you know what I mean? We say the original black man is God because we have no beginning, no ending. So when I would break that down to you, I would basically speak on who I am as a person as being God, you know what I mean? And why I say I'm God, you know? I'm not sitting there telling you that you could look at me and worship me as being God. I'm telling you who I am and what I stand for, you know?
Right. No, that's perfect the way you broke it down. That's perfect, you know, because that's a big question that people, well, you know, people used to throw at us when we was younger and everything, like, why you say you God, or how can you say you God, or something like that, and why, you know what I mean, like they and that's why we always said why is a person taxed by 85, you know, because they don't know and understand, you know what I mean, and that's what they always used to do. Why is this and why is that? So basically, you had knowledge of self for 41 years, right? And you said you wouldn't have. I know I heard you say earlier you wouldn't have it any other way.
Not at all, man. You know, like I said, this saved my life, man.
Yeah, me too. It definitely did that. It saved
a lot
of lives.
I definitely was headed in the wrong direction, you know what I mean?
Yeah, tell my listeners about that story you told me. You said you was gonna tell it tonight. The one about when you was on 10th Ave and about
I was taught that. Oh yeah, 12th Ave. You know what? Yeah, that's a great story, because you know I go by that now.
That's a great story. You know that stayed on my mind a long time when you told me that the night before.
Yeah. Okay. So I was basically telling Jay Sean the past night, you know me, about, you know, being a good listener. You know, we say knowledge is to look, listen, learn, respect, and observe. You know, it sounds good when you're quoting it, you know what I mean, but when you got to really live it and understand it, you know what I mean, and you actually got to go through something with it, you know what I mean? That's why he said knowledge is gained by actual experience. So I was telling him the past day, and he said, I'm young. I'm like 14, 15. I'm speeding through my lessons. I'm kind of up there in my lessons. I'm probably on a 1 to 40 or, you know what I mean? Damn near probably was actual facts or solar facts or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm young, speeding. And I see a brother. His name was It was his brother. Born Nation. That was his name. I meant to tell you that was his name. Born Nation. I see him. Now, he high out of his wits. I'm looking at him like, this guy high. I'm about to question him. He was going. But before I question him, he sees us. He go, peace, God. I'm letting you right now, God. You know what I mean? I'm in no condition. I'm out of it. I'm just totally out of it right now. And I'm looking at, I ain't giving him no pass. I'm not trying to hear it. I'm like, man, peace, God. You should be dazed mathematics. He looked at me. And just one word he said to me, he said, you are a poor listener. And me asking him that question, forget it. Everything was on me now. I'm looking like, damn, he just bombed. Because this man just told me he was high, he was out of his wits, and I still wanted to question him. And I took that and ran with that for the rest of my life. It's like when you hear people building or speaking, just listen. Sometimes we're so quick to get into to jump in and say something without even dealing with a degree of listening. Because I know when you listen and learn whatever a person tells a story or he's building on something or they adding on to something, you get a full understanding of what they're saying by just dealing with a degree of listening. And I, you know, that stuck with me, man, to this day.
Yeah, when you told me that, it was like, I was like, wow. Imagine I put myself in your shoes, like, you know what I mean? I remember them days because, you know, I used to be doing that slumming thing, selling that fake jewelry, you know, or us over on 17th Ave. We did a lot of that. And I remember going to Manhattan, going to the slum spot, and all the guys from Brooklyn would be out there. And they was dangerous. They I don't want to say the word dangerous. They was lethal with it. Like, if you know what I mean, if you came around and you didn't know your lessons or you didn't know something, you know, it was a penalty. And when you told me that yesterday, it stuck in my brain because you told me, you said that my man told you that he was stimulated, you know what I mean, and he wasn't in the right state of mind. And you being you, you know what I mean, like, you know, like, you like, you gotta deal with this. What's today's degree or whatever he was asking him? And then you told me that my man said, "Yo, God, you a poor listener."
Yeah, man.
Just some two words right there. Some two words right there. Yo, Jay, I'm saying it messed me up, man. It messed me, because you told the truth. You told the truth.
Yeah, because know why? A lot of people are poor listeners. That's why. A lot of people are poor listeners, and that's what me and you said yesterday. We said that like, knowledge is to know, look, to listen, and observe, you know. And my, like you said, my man hit you with that one line, "Yo, God, you a poor listener."
I had to
laugh at that. And that is something that can stay with you a lifetime, respect, for real. You know,
yeah,
certain.
God, told me that. God, I think I was like 14, 15. And I'm 54 years old, and I still remember that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So stuff like that, it could stay with you. You know what I mean? And people hit you like that. I got a story, too, I'm going to tell. If anybody out there, I see all the numbers up here. We got a lot of people on the phone lines. You know what I mean? If you want to speak to respect, you have to press 1. You know, even if you want to just, or whatever, you got to press 1. If you want to, if you're clicking on the link, I apologize, you can't call in, you can't really say nothing because you're on the link, but I appreciate you out there on the link too. Oh, wait a minute, we got somebody calling in. Let me see. One second. 6052, you live.
Mike, what's up? Mike, what's up? Peace, God, peace, respect. This is the God 13/19, God. 13/19, you know the alphabet, so you know who you're speaking to. And I just want to say, I was listening, respect, and observe, which is my knowledge of the words you were speaking. And, yo, just now with that situation you had with the God Born Nation, yo, I was over here laughing, you know? Because, yo,
yeah,
that was peace.
That's real.
Definitely, that was
that's
peace.
Real.
I just want to say, greetings, God. This is the God, so I'm going to finish continue what I'm doing, but I just wanted to shout out. And good looking out, Jay.
Peace, Allah.
Peace.
Oh, peace. Thanks for calling in.
No doubt. Peace.
All right. We got somebody else on the line. 9318, you live.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. How are you, beloved?
Peace.
All right.
Yeah, man, just reaching out, wanted to say peace to all the gods, man. Scott, be original self down in the A.
Oh, be original, peace down in Atlanta. Peace.
Peace, beloved. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, salute the gods, man. You know what I mean? Give my greetings and all of that.
Okay, all right. You know respect?
Actual fact.
Okay, respect.
Indeed.
You know, that's B.O.
I know the original. I know the God voice.
Oh,
you know I know the God voice.
Yeah, he got a distinct voice, right?
Yeah, I see how the God carrying it on the radio, man. It's peace, God, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, B.O.
Yes, sir.
Tell us something about the being part of the nation in the 80s. Tell us something, man. Tell us a story, man.
Oh, man, I got a great one for you, Jay.
Go ahead.
Listen, great mind. Supreme. Screaming Preem. Screaming Preem. You with me, Jay? You with me?
Yeah. So Supreme for 17th Ave?
Why Equal Knowledge Born. Yes.
All right.
So Supreme Akbar, you know, gave me the name Be Original Self, God Allah. Great Mind didn't approve of that at all, for the simple fact that one of his beloved brothers' name was Be Original Self, and may God be pleased that God returned to the essence, you know what I mean, back in the days. But Preem felt as though that I shouldn't have had a name. me and the guy go back and forth once in a while on Facebook about it, you know. And I always reach out to him. When I reach out to him, he's screaming, Preem, how you or whatever. But it's just a funny story, guys. You know what I mean? Because you couldn't just come in a name and you know, around anyway. If you didn't know your lessons, if they saw a little over of you that wasn't right, you got questions about that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the era we come from.
Yeah, that's the era we from, man. I mean, sometimes I'll be like, it should be a movie about that, the 80s movement. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think,
indeed,
like, people really were, for the youth today, that's what I'm talking about, for the youth to see how we moved, how we carried ourselves, how we greeted each other with peace, how it was always, you know, it was always about the elevation. Like, it should be, and I'm just saying that now, I'm saying, damn, Jay, why don't you do a movie about it? You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
For real, though. Jay, all of that should be incorporated, you know what I mean, simply because that's your culture. But, you know, I can't tell a genius like you how to do their work, you know what I mean? But, yeah, God, that's all a part of our upbringing. So I feel as though somehow, some kind of way, like just like how you got the God Respect on the radio, you know what I mean? Maybe the God Respect maybe can play a role or whatever. And you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ain't even got to go nowhere, though, Jay. Shit, you right there. All of, you know, most of the brothers we came up with, they right there. You can reach out to them. You know, brothers from this side of the town, that side of the town. Some brothers from Medina, Mecca. Oh, by the way, man, all praises due to God, man. I found out not too long ago, Brother Shamik returned to the essence, man. Masterful Shamik, you call the God.
Yeah, Shamik.
Definitely missed the God, man. But anyway, you know, I don't want to take up too much time, God, but, you know, I'm out here listening. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, because I'm getting ready to tell this story about Father Nate Sean. So, look, B.O., man, thanks.
I got
for
one about
you,
him
man.
Too.
You always support, man. You always.
Oh, you already
you
know.
Queen, always, y'all always supporting, man. You know what I mean? So, I really appreciate that from the heart.
Oh, come on, Jay. You all already, right? Man. You family, man. Don't play.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
And respect.
Yes, God.
So look, I'm gonna tell a quick story about Father Nate Sean.
I have a few of those myself.
Yeah, I bet you we all do. So me, Father Nate Sean, and the other dude, but he wasn't righteous. He didn't have knowledge himself, but he was the driver that day. And to New York, I can't really recall what we went to New York for. I don't know if we went to New York for some weed, or I can't remember if we went to New York for some slum, some fake jewelry. I can't recall what we went to New York for. But anyway, on the way coming back from New York, the driver. He wasn't righteous. Me and Father Nate Sean was. The driver, he wanted to go to Jersey City to see this girl, and it was in the projects. So I really didn't want to go. I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't want to go to nobody else's projects to see a female, you know, because I know how the projects was in Patterson. So Father Nation was like, all right, let's, you know, because, I mean, she was like, she cooking, you know. So my man, Father Nation said, was she cooking? So she was like, collard greens, you know, because, you know, he wanted to know for sure what she was cooking, you know what I mean? So I know collard greens, like, stood out, you know. You know, like, okay, collard greens is what's up. You know what I mean? Like, all right, that's positive. So I can't remember everything else was there. But Father Nation was like, all right, let's go. So we drive, we leave New York. You know, Jersey's from New York. So we pull up, it's a summer day. We pull up in the projects in Jersey City in the projects. I don't know what projects. We pull up in the projects. It's packed out in the projects with brothers. Packed. Man, I'm like saying in my mind, you know I don't want to get out this car and walk through all them brothers, man, and go in this project building. And they Sean like, yo, it's going to be okay, Jay. It's going to be okay. Like, so my man that was the driver, he never went there because he didn't want to go there by himself. So I guess being that me and Nate Sean was with him, he felt okay to go see the girl in the projects. So anyway, we get out the car and we walk into the building, but it's a bunch of guys in front of the building. And now they see us coming to the building. Now they block the doorway to the building. As we approaching the door, they blocking the, they like standing in front of the door. So I'm telling you, this was something like out of a movie that I've never seen before in my life. Father Nate Sean was first. I was behind him, and the other dude was behind me. And Father Nate Sean walked up, and when he walked up to all the dudes that was blocking the door, you know, he had his hands folded across his chest, you know, and he just asked every – Father Nation put his hands across his chest, and he just asked him, you know, like, anybody God? And, you know, they really wasn't, you know what I mean? And Father Nation just like, yo, he started telling them, like, how he be God. And, you know, his name, he just start building with him and stuff like that. Man, let me tell you, these brothers from Jersey City, they just – they parted. You know how Moses in the Red Sea? Yeah. You know, they parted. They parted. They just made a hole like that and let us and gave us a pass and let us walk right in the building. Went up to the girl's house, chilled for a while, and then left. And I'm telling you, respect. I never seen nothing like that in my life. Never. And I probably
you know,
never
that's
will
like everlasting
had,
you know what I mean? That's the effect of everlasting hand, man.
I probably you would never see nothing like that again in this lifetime. How he broke down the whole crowd and moved everybody with his presence of being, you know, of having knowledge of self. He just was like, he asked anybody be God. He like, I'll be God. He started telling them who he is. He started building with them. They was listening. And I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm tripping. I'm like, and they listening, you know what I'm saying? Because you know what I mean? Like when people don't got the knowledge, you know what I mean? Like they listening. Man, and Nate Sean was building with him, and yo, they parted. They just made opened up like the party, like we did Moses for the Red Sea.
Well, you know, Nate Sean was ahead of his time, God. You know what I mean? Nate Sean was ahead of his time, man.
That's a real true story, man. And you know, I was shaking in my boots. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
I was shaking in my boots, but it's like he knew. You know what I'm saying? It's like he knew. Like, it's like he just, I can't explain it. It's like he knew nothing was going to happen. Like, he knew the power that he possessed. You know what I mean?
We're talking about
the projects, man. We talking about the projects in the 80s, how it was to walk up in somebody else's projects, where it's killers. And people living savage ways and moving devilish. Yeah, it was something, man. It was something that I'll never forget. I'll never forget in this lifetime, you know. But I'm trying to, let me see, I'm trying to think before I let you go if there's anything else I didn't touch on. Oh, wait a minute, we got another caller on the line, I believe. Hold on, let me see. 8825, you live.
Peace to God. Peace, Jay Sean. It's B-God. B-God a lot.
Hey, peace, B-God.
Peace. I want to shout out respect. Peace ain't nothing, man. Peace, respect. How you doing, God?
I'm great. Yourself?
Yeah. I had to call in. I've been checking. I was a little late, but I caught y'all a little late. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the build. I was really bugging off of the story you just told about the God-born nation. That was funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I start automatically thinking about when I interview people, how I be cutting people off. You know what I mean? It's like, you're a poor listener. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I just want to give respect to God's flowers, whether he know it or not. Like, we used to look up to the, we used to look up to the gods when we were younger. Like, I think respect watched me grow. Like, you know what I mean? I came into knowledge, like, born power. So, almost 25 years, you know what I mean? And the God, you know, he watched me grow. And as far as the movie, Jay, the history, like he said, you don't got to go too far to do the movie, but everything got to be right and exact. You know what I'm saying? When we telling
right.
that story, you know what I mean? On the father and anything. Other than that, you just the man to do it. Like, you got what you need. You know what I mean? But I saw a guy. I love this show. I just called in to check and I had to, you know?
True.
Yeah.
He's big God, man.
I don't want to know your exact age, but how old are you, B God?
I'm Coach of Power.
Oh, you know, damn, you know what? Somebody asked me that today, and that's what a wisdom asked me how old you was today, and that's what I told her. And I didn't even know. A wisdom asked me how old was you, and I said he got to be around Coach of Power.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They be saying a lot preserved me, you feel me? I mean, a lot of people think I'm a little younger, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's the mathematics, you feel me? But eating the right foods, stuff like that, God, you know? But, I get that sometime when I tell people go ahead.
She was reading some posts, I guess some posts you had on your page today about something. I don't know.
I was real transparent
some
today.
Some kind of post you had. Using what?
Yeah, I was in my bag, you know what I mean? So I don't know which post, but I know all today I wasn't sugarcoating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So she was she hit me up, she was like, "Don't you know him?" I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "How old is he?" I was like, I said what I thought your age was.
Yeah.
And,
but I ain't have a negative effect by what I said, right? Was it something positive?
She was wondering how you was that mature. How you was that mature, you know, and how you was so mature at that age. You know what I mean? And I was like,
bro, that's peace. That's peace. God, I tell you this, like the guy, like he said, knowledge itself saved his life. I really wasn't no robber, no shooter, nothing really like negative like that, but it just so happened the block that I'm from, you know, I'm from 12th and Graham, like the God's land, you know what I mean? They used to call it, even though the entire planet Earth is the God's land, I wanna let everybody know that. But where I'm from, it was almost like when I got the knowledge, it was like a package came behind that almost. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So
yeah.
Had I not had the knowledge of myself, you know what I mean, to know and understand right from wrong, I probably would have went on a straight, just, you know what I'm saying, negative path. You feel what I'm saying? I could have been in jail. I could have been whatever right now. You know what I'm saying? But, it just changed my life, bro. It just changed my life. And it was something like that attracted me, you know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, if he was to meet somebody tomorrow or whatever, and how would he said the best answer, he said he would be himself, and therefore they either going to attract to him, you know what I'm saying? They either going to attract to him or what, because this not something we force on people. We don't force feed it.
That's right.
You got to want it. You know what I mean? You gotta want it, and it's for those who choose it. It's those who choose it themselves. Nobody can't tell you, you God, you not God. And another thing, I don't want to be long-winded. Another thing I want everybody to know, when a God say, when respect say he God, he not telling the brother he talking to that he not God. You know what I'm saying? He's just not aware of it yet. We are all God. You know what I mean? So if you're not saying I'm the one God, or he's saying he's the one God, you know what I'm saying? But that's it, God. I ain't, you know?
Yeah, that's why I asked that question, because, you know, a lot of people get tripped up on that. You know what I mean? They don't understand, but respect, he manifested it perfect. You know what I mean? Like, everything I asked you tonight, I was, because I want people, because I know it's a lot of people listening that they like what do 5% of mean? Like, what is 5% of? Like, I heard about it, but I don't really know. So I try to give everybody a clear perception of what it really means, you know what I mean? And I hope they understand.
Mm.
You know? Hey, but B guy, I think I came up with another movie tonight. So you know I'm gonna have to call and reach out to you.
Hey, hold on. All I'm gonna say is this, Jay. If I let my mustache in my head, let me stop.
Yo, B guy, before you get off the phone, let me give you your flowers also, man. You one hell of a spitter, man. And I relate to that good hardcore underground gritty street teaching the babies music, and that's what you give, man. So I'm giving your flowers also, black man.
Please, thank you, God. Yeah, that gave me chills, God. Thank you, God.
Yeah, God. I mess with you hard in the city when it comes to the know everything, God. You know what I mean?
True indeed, God. I appreciate that, God. That mean a lot coming from you.
I play B-God music and everything on the show.
Oh, word. I want to bid you up for that, Jay. And you had me on the Battle of the Beats and everything. Me and you, AJ, ever since we linked, I will say, me and you been rocking.
Oh, yeah, ever since
Graceful. I forgot how I met you, Jay. Word one, but.
You met me from Graceful.
Facts. Graceful. Yo, rest in peace to Graceful. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Graceful. Graceful brought me Graceful.
Rest in peace,
said,
Graceful.
Yo, I know my man.
Yeah, rest in peace, Graceful.
Music,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah,
me up to the movie,
like, okay. Yep, and you sent me some music, and we've been rocking ever since.
Rocking ever since. Word one.
Yep, ever since then we've been rocking, you know what I mean? And, you know, real recognize real, like a track. So that's, you know, that's how I see it. That's how I deal with people and stuff like that. But you just keep doing your thing, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm going to keep doing my thing, you know that, and keep doing
that. Word, vice versa, yeah, you already know. Anything you need from me, anything, you know what I mean, just let me know, brother.
Yeah, send me some new music.
I got you. Hey, peace, respect. I love you, God.
Love you too, God, man. Peace, God.
Peace. Oh man, respect. That's what I'm talking about. This just how I wanted this show to talk to turn out. So, I've been held you for about an hour, respect.
It's all good.
I'm trying to. I don't want to forget nothing. Let me see. If there's any, okay, put it like this. If there's any, we got a lot of people on the line. If anybody want to speak to respect, you know, this is the time to do it. Press one. You know what I mean? The guy been out here about an hour. You know what I mean? I appreciate that. You know what I mean? If anybody want to speak to respect, anybody want to say peace, anybody got any questions, you know, or you got to press one. You know what I mean? We got a lot of people on the line. You know what I mean? Just press one if you want to say peace or you want to speak to respect. You want to speak to me, you got to press one. With that being said, respect, if it's if anything I might have forgot or, oh, man, we got somebody pressing one. I was giving you got a minute for another caller, respect?
Yeah, I'm good for another caller.
All right. 1178, you live.
What's going on, Jay?
What's the deal? Peace.
What's happening, brother? This is Leon.
Hey.
What's going on?
Leon?
I came on kind of late. I'll be on Forrest's podcast.
Oh, okay.
Leon.
Oh, yeah. You know. I seen a number, and I said, yo, that might be the – I said that I think that's the number from the other podcast. But what's going on, brother?
Yeah. Ain't nothing, brother. You know, I just want to let you know, man, I've been listening in, not just on this podcast, but a couple other things that you did that I didn't know about. And I came across your podcast before, but I didn't realize it was you. Because really, I don't get to hear your voice. I don't really get to hear your voice. Behind the scenes, I don't really get to hear your voice like that. And
On the other podcast.
I don't get to hear you. And first of all, you know I'm blind. So the only thing
That's right. Okay, go ahead. That's right. All
right. Right. So my eyes, you know, is my ears. I have to be able to listen. And I dug this toy that the brother told. I'm great. I want to ask him a couple of questions. I want to steer this pot up a little bit. You know how I do.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
First of all, I came on late to hear the whole conversation, but I would like to ask the brother a couple of questions and break some things down for me. First of all, I want to know, in layman's term, what is a 5%er?
You ready? Is okay, Jay, to answer now?
Yes, brother, go ahead.
Yeah, respect. You hear?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like I said, when I told Jake, that question was just asked not too long ago, too. A 5%er, like when we break down 5%, we look at people, 100% of people. You look at the 85% of people who don't know themselves. We call them blind, deaf, and dumb. They don't have the knowledge of self. So you have 10% of people who know the truth, but they won't teach it because they want to get rich off the 85%. Then you got 5% of people like myself, like Jay, and other brothers and sisters out here that teach the truth. It's 5% of people that teach the truth out here.
I did hear that before. I did hear that knowledge spoken before, just like that. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What's the difference between a 5%er and a regular brother that or a sister that's into Islam?
Well, you mean like a 5% and a Muslim?
Yes.
Okay, a Muslim, you know what I mean, is brothers that submit to the will of Allah. A 5%er, you know, a brother that got the knowledge of self and say he's the true and living God, we teach that we are Allah, that we are Allah in the physical form, you know what I mean? But a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah. They submit to Allah. We say we are Allah.
Okay, that means when you say that, that means when you say you are Allah, that means God. Or does
that mean that you're
one of the gods? But that means that when you say that, that means that you're one of the gods that walk the universe.
We're one of the gods, but when we all come together, Allah is God. You know what I mean? We one of the
okay,
gods.
Yes,
I'm a particle of this nation.
Yes, I got that. So do y'all believe in the same thing?
Let's take that word belief out, you know what I mean? I live this culture. I live this way of life. This is my way of life, Islam.
Okay.
You know, I sincerely love Allah's master Max. I sincerely love Islam. You know what I mean? This is a way of life. This ain't nothing that I practice. This is something that I live every single day, you know?
So correct me. What word should I use to get the answer that I'm looking for? When I use that word belief, what I was saying was, do y'all follow the same thing? Is that the word I should have used? Do y'all live the same thing?
Islam, you got to remember, Islam have a lot of different sects to Islam. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You got Muslims.
That's right.
You got Sunni Muslims. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
You got, but we all teach righteousness. You know what I mean? But it is a different way of going about how you teach it.
Okay. Do y'all study from the Quran? 5%?
I study from everything, man. But you know, my basic book of life is 120 degrees of lessons. You know what I mean? Supreme mathematics, supreme alphabet. You know.
Right. Can you? I heard you say that before. Can you break that down for me a little bit more when you say that? Because I hear, when you say that, I hear other things that I've come across in life.
Like I told Jay earlier, Supreme Mathematics and Supreme Alpha, that's our own language. That's what we speak. You know what I mean? Then we did take the lesson. Well, the father took the lessons out of, because those are Muslim lessons we studied, which is 120. Those are Muslim lessons. But he took those out of the temple and brought it to us so we can teach and know the difference between God and devil. Because if you was a person that studied 120, you'll see a lot of things about God and devil in those lessons, you know what I mean, which teaches us, you know what I mean? But 120 is basically a path to help us, you know what I mean, see things clearly for what it is, not what it presents itself to be. That's what 120 is to me.
Right. That's fine. But, you know, when I hear that, the way you break it down, you know what it sounds like to me? Because I study a lot. I definitely study a lot. And what I hear is that's almost like, and I'm going to use the word allegedly, Ten Commandments, because they came from 42 laws. And that's what that sounds like to me.
It's guidance.
I don't know
guidance.
If you...
120 is guidance. It's guidance for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It basically teach you about God and devil.
Right. So do you know anything about the 42 laws of Maya? Do you know anything about that?
The 42 laws of what?
Maya.
Nah, I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, brother. Okay. All right. That's fine. It's the same thing as what you're talking about, but it came from the Christian side of things.
Okay.
Allegedly. I'm gonna use that word allegedly again, because I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person, but I'm not a religious person. But I do study a whole lot. You know, and I just want—I appreciate, brother, you taking the time to answer my questions in language terms. I see the love that y'all all have. You know, Jay, brother, listen, brother. You know, when I got to listen to your podcast, brother, I just couldn't believe, because I listened to your podcast before, but before I even went on Forrest's.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know. I just didn't know it was you, because like I'm telling you, I don't get to hear your voice on Forrest.
Right.
You always in the background, so I don't get to hear your voice. But I was listening, and you know what, man? You know what? How I came across your thing, the music.
Yeah.
The music. When it came on, I was like, wait a minute, I heard this kind of stuff before, but I stayed on it just to hear. And I'm gonna tell you what I listened to, brother. I listened to when you had the young boy on that was incarcerated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did listen to that. I thought that was deep. But I just wanted to let you know, brother, I didn't know, brother, that, you know, off that board, you know, how deep you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I see you got a lot of respect. You got a lot of people that's following you, a lot of respect, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. I saw the number, and I'm like, that number looked familiar to me, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of numbers, but I'm good with numbers, you know what I mean? Like, well, you know, mathematics, I'm good with numbers.
Yeah.
And I've seen the 1178, and I'm like, that number looked familiar, but I'm like, it can't be the same number from, you know, Saturday nights.
Yeah.
But,
I've been quiet on the line.
Yeah,
I've been quiet on the line.
I'm glad.
I ended up getting COVID, so I was quiet. I'll be on the line. I'll be on the line, but I'd be quiet because I had been sick.
Oh, okay.
So all I could do, wanted to do was just listen. I didn't want to comment, but I did try to get in there last week when y'all had the brother on there, because I follow him.
Oh, okay.
The other brother was on Forrest's. You know, I didn't want to comment on nothing the sister said, but the brother, you know, I definitely wanted to comment on some things. He said, but I was sick, brother, so I just fell back, y'all.
Yeah. I wanna try to get you on my show so I can interview you. You know what I mean?
I ain't nobody that's interesting like that, brother. Like this brother here that you got on, brother. That brother right there and all the brothers that have been coming on, they interesting, brother. I don't have no interesting story, you know, such that me myself, you know, I've done all the street things, I've been to jail, and all I do is try to be out here and try to help these kids, man, be in the right direction. you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
5%, the 5% nation is like I said, respect when I, you know, we met a long time ago. We was walking in different lanes and but we still had knowledge of self and cause
right.
We all been righteous about the same amount of time. Like I'm around somewhere around 40 or 41 years, and everybody who called in, maybe except for B-God, Born Original,
uh-huh.
Mask,
uh-huh.
everybody who called in is probably about the same thing, you know, and it's definitely a way of life, and I didn't really get to talk much because I was really interviewing respect, but as far as like for me, When I came into the nation, 81, 82, I'm along the same lines as respecting everybody. It was like a whole, you know, because I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Like a lot of, I don't
man,
know if a lot
a, that's
of
a big
know
change.
That they read.
That's a big change,
wrote,
brother. That's a
my,
big change.
I wrote my book, my life story, but I grew up a Jehovah's Witness. So like from
mm-hmm.
coming from a Jehovah's Witness, like. You know what I mean? That's a big change, you know what I mean?
That's a big change.
My friend was telling me about the nation, and one of my friends had told me about the nation, but he had just came from being a Rastafarian, and then he was a Muslim, so I thought he was like, you know, more like somebody that was a follower. And then another close friend of mine told me about the nation, and then, you know, it kind of stuck to me because it was teaching me, like, you know, about the original man, and you know, and where I came from, and it was teaching me about how to treat, you know, a woman, you know, as a queen, and
mm-hmm.
teaching her, you know, and letting her know how to act at home and abroad, and it was teaching me to have knowledge of myself, you know what I mean, and educating me on the devil, you know what I mean, and not only when I say devil, I don't only mean like the white man, because you know, a black devil is worse than a white devil, you know what I mean.
Sure enough,
so,
is brother.
And it's just all the education and like Respect said with the 120 lessons, you know what I mean, like the questions and the answers. And we had, you know, stuff we had to learn and live by, and it just was a whole new another way of life that you would never understand unless you was part of it, and you know, that's how I feel. But hold on, Leon, don't go nowhere. Hold on, Leon. Hey, Respect.
Yeah.
I'm
here.
Is there anything you want to say before I let you go? Because you know I gotta.
Yeah,
I gotta
get up out of here. Cause I gotta
words.
Get up out of here, man. I'm still at work, right?
I kept you a long time, Respect.
It's all good, guys. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Is there anything you want to say before I let you go?
Nah, I just appreciate the callers that called in. You know what I mean? Brothers, I definitely broke bread with a lot of them brothers that called in. My man called in with some great questions. The one you're still on the phone right now. I really appreciate you, brothers, man. And Jay, man, keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, hey, Respect, where did we meet at, Respect?
Oh, damn. You know where we met at? You was driving a 704 bus, and I got on the bus. You remember that?
What? Nah.
You was driving a 704. You was a bus driver.
Yeah.
You don't remember that? I know
you
remember.
Got on the bus?
The bus driver. Yeah, I got on the bus, and I think I probably had the flag on. You was like, yo, you say, yo, you righteous? And then that's how we started building.
Wow. That was
You're talking about like 36 years ago.
Yeah,
maybe
because
I drove the bus, I started
in 89, from 89 to 94.
Yeah,
you're talking about a long time ago.
Yeah. And you know, and that's the year I changed my divine name. Cause when I first got knowledge, my name used to be Born Master Divine God of Law. Like I said, we had those long attributes. But when I went out to Ohio, I'm going to tell a quick story. I had went out to Ohio, and I was staying out there, and I had found a brother that was pretty cool, and he got real cool. And I was going to give him knowledge itself. And so I was writing his divine name out. And I was writing his divine name. His divine name was going to be Respect the Law.
And I was like, hold up, that's you. And I wound up keeping that name for myself.
And let me tell you something before I let you go, Respect. Let me tell you what happened to me real quick. I don't know where I was at. I don't want to lie. I don't know where I was at, but it wasn't even me. I was with somebody else, and we was somewhere, maybe in New York or somewhere, and some guys came up to us and they start asking us what our name was. And I had the long name to Everlasting Jay Sean Divine God Allah.
Uh-huh.
And the brother said to me, he said to me, the guy said to me, how many supreme alphabets in your name? Yo, Respect. He caught me. I never took time to count how many letters was in my name. He was like, how long
have
you been right?
Yeah, that's the one old ass question.
He was like, how long you had knowledge yourself? I'm like, he's like, how long you had knowledge yourself? How long you been righteous? And you know how I go, Respect. You don't know how many letters in your name.
Yeah.
You don't know how many letters in your name. Blah 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 blah. But and from then on, I knew it was 26 letters. From 26 letters in my name from then on, but I just had to tell that. You know, we got a million stories of that, you know, about back in the day.
Yeah, definitely.
That was just, my man caught me out there in New York somewhere in Harlem asking me, what's your name? How many supreme alphabets, how many alphabets in your name? First he asked me how long you had that name. You know, I'm like, yo, whatever. I don't remember, like, what I said, like, 3 years or whatever. How long you had that name? I'm like, understanding years, whatever. Oh, okay. How many supreme alphabets in your name?
Wow.
I'm like, oh. Like, you don't know how many alphabets in your name, God? You had that name in there, God? Blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, you never catch me out there again. Nothing like that. Hey, Respect, look. Oh man, this been lovely, man, for real. I appreciate you coming out here and staying all this time. You don't got a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, you follow me on Facebook.
Oh, you got a Facebook? I didn't know you had a Facebook page.
I just don't be on Facebook. I'm in and out on Facebook. But yeah,
you Instagram, man. You Instagram.
Yeah.
So you want to tell everybody what's your IG or you want to low?
No. IG is Respect the God. Instagram name, Facebook name, you know, I'm on my honorable name, Anthony Mix.
Okay. All right. So y'all heard it right there. Y'all want anything y'all heard tonight, y'all didn't know and understand, you want some make some understanding understood, you want some clarification on something that he said, you know, that's his page, that's his info. Or if not, just reach out to me. And we'll take it from there. Hey, Respect, man, you know how, Respect, you know, I didn't even know we met when I was driving the bus. I thought we met from, you know, the parties I used to give.
Well, that too, but you asked me when we first met.
Yeah, I didn't even know I met you on the bus. I didn't even know.
Yeah,
that,
man.
That's even more like, yo, you probably came on there with the flag, and I probably was like, yo,
nah,
you righteous?
Yeah. No, hey, listen, the guy always told me I had sharp memories, you know what I mean?
yeah, that's a good one, for real. I didn't even know that. I didn't even remember that's how I met you, man, when I was driving the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's love.
How would I know that, right?
You know what
I mean?
Like,
that, right?
Stay safe, man, you know what I'm saying? Stay safe, Respect. Nothing but love for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Do too, man. You pick up the horn and call me anytime, man. You know what I mean?
You know, Respect. Any time. You know how we do. You know, no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna call you when I get to the rest anyway, because I want to build you about something.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It's gonna be like a 5-minute conversation.
All right. That's y'all, Respect signing out. That's Respect signing out. Peace.
Peace, God.
Ah, oh, man, that was love. That was love. Leon, you still here?
I'm here, brother.
All right. Because I got about 5 minutes left on the show. I appreciate you calling in with the questions too. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the podcast is really all about.
Yeah, I was around Islam. I was around 5%. I was around a lot of stuff, but in the 70s.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I was up that way in the 70s. I lived up there in the 70s.
Mm.
And, you know, it's way different up there than it is down here where I'm at.
Where you at?
I'm down here in Atlantic City. I'm down here by Atlantic City.
Oh,
I'm
man,
like two
that's
towns
my
over from Atlantic
grounds,
City.
Man. I love
yeah.
Atlantic City. Yeah.
That's I was gonna ask you about the female wisdom. Where's she from?
Which one?
You were talking about a female named Wisdom.
I was just saying Wisdom, like Wisdom is like words that you speak.
You were telling the brother.
I maybe was talking about maybe my baby mother if I said a Wisdom. I think earlier I said something
you was asking the brother. You were saying that a female was asking how old he was because he was kicking knowledge on his Facebook
page. That was a female from out here.
Where you at? North? You in Patterson? Oh,
no,
okay,
I'm in Patterson.
Yeah.
We based out of Patterson.
I know a female named Wisdom. She's out of Georgia.
Okay, yeah, I know
she
Wisdom down. D. Yeah, I got a daughter by a female from Atlantic City.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a daughter from a female. It's a lot of things I used to do. You know, you probably don't really know everything. You know, I mean, I did movies and books, but I got a colorful life story. You know what I mean? I did a lot of things.
Yeah,
I mean, I ain't scared to say it. I talk about it all the time. I was a pimp for like 20 years or more.
Okay.
So, like, that's why I said Atlantic City was my stomping grounds. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
And we'll talk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
I'm going to put it to you like this. These days, I'm going to go back maybe eight or nine years ago.
Okay.
So during that time up to now, I don't judge anybody for their past and what they did.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Before that.
How old are you? How old are you, Leon?
I'm
60.
60? I'm 60, brother, yes.
You 60?
I got a son that's 42, getting ready to turn 43. I got a daughter that's 38, getting ready to turn 30 now. I got another daughter that's 35, getting ready to turn 36. And I got a son, my youngest son, he's 27, getting ready to turn 28.
You sound young.
I'm trying, brother. I try to stay connected with these youth so I can understand their language and their train or their mind of thought. That's the only way we can guide them and direct them is understand them and their dialogue and what they're talking about and how they feel. I've been doing this for over 30 years. Yeah, I've been doing this for like 30 years, man.
Yeah, I'm up there with you, but you got me by a couple of years.
Yeah. It ain't nothing, brother, because you've done a lot.
I've been around.
That's right, brother. And that's all. It doesn't matter to me how old a person's age is to me. It doesn't really matter. It just matters what they bring into the table. The stuff that you bring into the table, the stuff that Frost is bringing to the table, brother, is what we need for our people and for people.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say just for our people. Right. I'm not going to say just for our people. I'm just going to say for people, man, because all Europeans is not bad.
Right.
Every white person that I've come across ain't the devil, ain't bad.
Nah, not at all.
Not at all.
And like I said, a black devil is the worst devil.
Way worse. Way worse, brother. You not worse. Way
so,
worse. Yeah, way worse. Yeah.
So it's like that. It's you know.
See, I don't mind paying the money, you know, because I told you I got to pay the call in. So, it's just like I said. For me, I've been sick, so I've been on the mend, trying to get myself back to where I'm supposed to be. I'm almost there. I'm about 85% right now.
Because everybody I talk to
say they can hear the difference from when I was to now.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
It's no joke, brother. The virus ain't no joke. I can tell you that.
The what?
It will put you there. The virus.
Oh, yeah. My mother died from the virus in 2020.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Man, that's almost like you just punched me in my stomach just now. Yeah, you just punched me in my gut just now, yo, when you said that, yo.
She was 88 years old. So I take that man-made disease very serious. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, brother.
Because if it wasn't for COVID, she still would have been here. Because my grandfather and all them live old. Huh?
Yeah, it's not a pandemic, brother. It's a plandemic, and it's been a plan. It's been the plan.
Yeah, that's what I said. Man-made virus.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It didn't come from no bat. None of that crap.
Nah,
it didn't
come from
about.
No bat in China
nah.
or whatever they said.
Nah,
none of that.
Nah.
But look, I'm over my time. So look, Leon. I'm gonna be on tomorrow night with Farrah's show. He just tried to call me because I had clicked over to him, but he didn't answer. I think he was sleeping. But look, we gonna talk.
Yeah, brother, because I also enough like to stay linked up with you. But I want to stay linked up with, you know, my goal is for all of us to link up in one place.
All right.
When this pandemic is over, that's what I'm looking to do, you know, when this pandemic is over or just about over, for all of us to get together, man, and because I got some things get ready to go on down here, too.
If you don't mind me asking, how long you been blind?
I just lost my sight about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Before that, you know, I coached basketball. I'm still coaching basketball. I don't get out on the floor with the kids now, but I talk to them more now. I teach a life skill class. We get in there. We talk to them about stuff that they can't talk about with their parents.
Cause I got diabetes, so I'll be trying to, you know, take care of all that.
Keep it under control, my brother, because it can take your sight.
Yeah,
Keep it under control, my brother, because it can take your sight.
I got a cousin that's
just like
she blind from diabetes.
Yes. Do you take anything for that? If you mind me asking.
Yeah, I take metformin.
Okay. You can get off of that.
Yeah.
You can't get off of that. Just control your diet.
Yeah, I know. I'm on it. I'm definitely on it.
Yes, brother. You don't want to walk this life, my brother. You don't want to walk this life, brother. Trust me, believe what I'm saying. And I was a photographer. I was a photographer for over 30 years. You don't want to walk. I've been to over 27 different countries already. I done got some extraordinary.
And you went in 27 different countries, coach basketball, did all that stuff.
Yes.
You want to tell me your life is boring? You want when I tell you I want to interview? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man, brother. Trying to tell you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I tell you I want to interview. You be like, nah, my life is boring. Like, yeah. Okay. Hey, yo, man.
Yeah.
Let me get off this line, man. I'm over
okay,
by like 5 minutes. I'll talk to you tomorrow night on Farrah's show behind the scenes.
Okay. Or take my number, brother. Take my number. You can call me anytime.
I got the number. I got the number. I'm looking at it right here.
Store it in your phone, brother. You can call me anytime, brother.
All right. I'm definitely gonna do that. I'm definitely gonna store it in my number, my phone, and I'll give you a call. All right.
Okay, brother. All right.
All right, Leon. All right, peace.
All right. Peace.
All right. Listen, everybody, to my all my listeners, we still got people on the line, and we done went over 10 o'clock, but tomorrow night, I just want everybody to know, tomorrow night we got the Grown Folks Talking Express Yourself at 7 o'clock. That's Forrest Nance show. You know, tune in. It's a hell of a show. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't, and I'm glad everybody tuned in. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And we'll be right back here next week. I'm at a two-shot minimum. How many people think I stayed at my two-shot minimum? The doctor told me I'm at a two-shot minimum. How many people think I stayed at a two-shot minimum tonight? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe so. They told me I was allowed to have two shots. That's it. Two shots tonight. I maybe went over a little bit more. My phone is ringing like crazy. People want to give me feedback on the show. I'm going to have to call everybody back. But with everybody, we're getting ready to sign out tonight. Let's see what I want to end the show with tonight. Let's end the show with a nice song tonight. I want to end the show with a nice song. Let's end the song with some R&B, some nice R&B, a nice love song for all you ladies out there tonight. Ladies out there tonight, if a man don't got $5,000 in the bank, he shouldn't be having sex with you. He shouldn't be having sex. If a man don't got $5,000 or $10,000 in the bank, you shouldn't be doing nothing with him. A man shouldn't even be able to have sex with a woman if he don't got at least $10,000 in the bank. That's my new slogan. If you don't got $5,000 or $10,000, you don't deserve no coochie. You don't deserve it. Okay? You don't deserve coochie if you don't got at least $10,000, $5,000 in the bank. This is Jay Sean, the intelligent hoolum, the corporate thug, the educated hustler, signing out. I had a good-ass time with everybody out there. I swear I did. And for the people who still on the line, even though we over the time, you know what I mean, Nick? That's the true, my true fans and my true listeners. You know what I mean? This is Jay Sean, the proclaimed relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love. Intelligent hoolum, corporate-cated hustler. I think I like educated hustler better. I think I like educated hustler better. What y'all like? Let me know which one y'all like. Educated hustler, corporate thug, intelligent hoolum. My phone is ringing like crazy. People calling my phone. I'm going to be on the phone all night from people calling my phone. Man, I got like about 4 or 5 calls tonight. And I got to call my nigga Dre tonight to see how the show went tonight. Man, I'm going to be on the phone all night with y'all tonight. Returning calls. That let me know that I did something good. So until we meet again, we'll be back. I'll be back next week, next Friday. When I'm going to start some new thing. I'm going to start a new game. We'll start a new game. Let's play, I swear to God. That's what we're going to do next Friday. Let's play, I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear to God. Remember that? I swear to God. That's what we're going to play next week. I swear to God. And everybody who's trying to call me, stay tuned. This is Jay Sean, Randy J. Sean Jackson signing out. I hate to go. We don't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Go hard or go home. This is Jay Sean signing out. Peace.